We recognize that in the cyber domain, we're in a period of convergence. If you look at events like the Arab Spring, the common theme there is both a combination of physical resistance to the state and being, but also the use of the new social media weapons to exploit those that resistance movement. Social media, streamlining video, the YouTube. We've all seen the use that's been made to overthrow dictators and to be used against forces not unfriendly to the resistance fighters. As Bob Dylan once told me, he said, the times are changing. I can remember that during joint operations in Somalia in the early 90s, the preferred method of communication for our adversaries, the Somali warlords, was the burning stack of tires. This method was not very precise, but it was very visible, it was easy to use, and it made sense to him. If you were on the ground in those days, you could see that, that smoke in the sky, telling you, or telling the enemy, that you were on your way. It worked. Well, today, those very crude forms of communication are being replaced with more focused, individual forms of communication that blend in with routine daily conversations. Much more difficult to see. Much more difficult to know that he knows you're coming. He works in chat rooms. He works on blogs. He tweets. He uses Facebook. All of which is a challenge to us. I'm troubled by recent reports of intercepted UAV feeds that demonstrates that even the low-end technology available to some of our adversaries can be used within a network to exploit and disrupt and destroy. When you add the reports that we see in the daily papers that our critical national infrastructure is being exploited, we understand this threat is both foreign, both domestic, both from state, non-state, and from terrorist organizations. I can tell you that as the commander in Afghanistan in the year 2010, I was able to use my cyber operations against my adversary with great impact. I was able to get inside his nets, affect his command and control, and in fact defend myself against his almost constant incursions to get inside my wire to affect my operations.